Good evening. I'm Karen Ashby, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I welcome you to this live event and would like to thank everybody for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Art Haywood of the 4th Senate District will take your calls as he discusses home ownership. Senator Haywood will be joined by the Director of Home Ownership Programs at PA Housing Finance Agency, Colleen Baumert. As a reminder, if you have a question and would like to join the conversation, just press star 3 on your keypad at any time to join in on the conversation and participate. So without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Art Haywood.
Thank you, Karen. Good evening, everyone. This is State Senator Art Haywood. Welcome to our telephone town hall to all my friends and neighbors in the 4th Senate District. I'd like to thank everyone who's taking time out of their busy schedules to participate on this call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. I also apologize to everyone for this late start. Some of you may know that my little daughter is getting married on Friday, and I've had so much of my attention focused on that, that unfortunately the time slipped away for this town hall. Nevertheless, Karen, thank you so much for being here, and Colleen from PHFA, thank you so much for your patience as well. So at this time, I'd like to welcome the Director of the Home Ownership Program at the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, Colleen Baumert. Colleen? Please share something about what's happening at the agency.
Thank you so much, Senator Haywood. I'm so happy to be here with everyone. So I'm Colleen Baumert. I'm the director of the homeownership programs at PHFA, and I'm responsible for handling the operations and the marketing efforts of our home loan programs. I joined PHFA about 21 years ago and have been the director for the last 9 years. And at the agency, I really enjoy the opportunity to share information about the resources PHFA has to offer to potential first-time home buyers. And we understand the pressures of purchasing a home and finding the home that fits your family needs. And with the help from PHFA, we can provide the financing resources necessary to make that a reality.
Okay, so that's fantastic. And you want to talk about home ownership? My office has a home ownership conference coming up this June 21st. That's a Saturday. And we're going to be at the West Oak Lane Charter School from about 9 to 1. And we know that a first-time home, maintaining a home, all these are tremendous for our families. People talk about home ownership as a way to build wealth, and it is. Most people's homes are their biggest asset. But it's not just that, and maybe not even primarily that. Homes are a place for family gatherings, a place where you can raise your children. Could be a place where you can take out a second mortgage for starting a business or getting loved ones into higher education. These are all some of the many options that come from home ownership. Now, we're going to get to our questions, and I want to share a few pieces of advice. Number one, if you want to raise a question, press star 3 on your telephone at any time. Star 3 on your telephone at any time. Karen, do we have some questions? If not, I have some.
Yep, we actually had some submitted ones online if you wanted to start there. Lisa from Mount Airy asked, what financing options are available through PHFA for first-time home buyers who don't have a big down payment?
Okay. Lisa, so with PHFA, We have many options for first-time home buyers. Now, I want to give the definition of a first-time home buyer. The first-time home buyer would be someone that has not owned their principal residence in the last 3 years. So you haven't owned your home in the last 3 years, and you're trying to purchase a home. One of the specialties with PHFA is helping home buyers cover that down payment. Because folks can afford the monthly payment, but coming up with the down money is one of the biggest hurdles. So at PHFA, we have down payment and closing cost options. The one popular utilized since it was launched in March of 2021 is our KFIT program. KFIT. It stands for Keystone Forgivable Intent. And what it provides 5% of the lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value with no maximum dollar amount, and it's forgiven 10% a year over 10 years. So let's say you're trying to purchase a home in Philadelphia County, and the home that you're purchasing is $250,000. To determine how much assistance PHFA would provide you, you take 5% of $250,000, which is $12,500. We'll provide a $12,500 to help with that down payment or to help with that closing cost. Typically, with PHFA, our minimum contribution from the buyer would be the lesser of 1% or $1,000. So that's your part that you need to contribute into the transaction. But for most of the home loans, if it's an FHA loan, which is a federal home loan from HUD, or if it's a conventional loan that PHFA offers, the buyer would be required to put 3 to 5% down. But as I just mentioned, out of that 3 to 5% down, you just need the lesser of 1% or $1,000 from your own funds. Then PHFA will utilize the KFIT funds. So in that example of the home that was $250,000, PHFA will give you $12,500 in the form of a loan that's forgiven 10% a year over 10 years to help you with that down payment. So if you live there for 10 years, that $12,500 would be forgiven with PHFA.
That's a tremendous program, and the first I heard of it, which is nothing new. But let me ask you this. Is there a maximum mortgage? What would be the maximum home purchase price in order to participate in the program you just described?
Oh, okay. So the maximum purchase price. So KFIT, that's the down payment and closing cost part, but it is paired with the first mortgage. In order to get KFIT, you have to get a first mortgage through PHFA, and we have multiple first mortgage options. And in Philadelphia County, the purchase price limit is $678,700. So that's $678,700. So the home they intend to purchase cannot exceed that amount for the purchase price. Along with that, we also have income limits. So when we're looking at the income limits, we're looking at the gross household limit. And gross household would be, let's say you have a married couple and maybe mother-in-law is going to move in, father-in-law is going to move in. We would consider their income just to make sure they do not exceed the income limit set for Philadelphia County. And currently today in Philadelphia County, the income limit for a family size of one or two household members is $137,600. For three or more members of the family, it would be $160,500.
That's extremely helpful. Now, I want to share that half of my district is in Montgomery County, So maybe later on we can get some Montgomery County numbers, unless you have it ready, Henry.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have it. So for Montgomery County, for the purchase price, the maximum would be $546,200. So $546,200. And for the income limit, we're looking at $114,700 for a family size of one and two household members. If there's three or more folks that are going to live there, we're looking at $131,900. And again, that's gross household. So we just want to make sure the additional folks that are living in the home, if they're contributing to the household, we just want to make sure they do not exceed those limits.
That's amazing. So let me make sure I'm in the same place as you are. Someone in Philadelphia meeting the income limit that you just described to get a house up to $678,000, and someone in Montrose to get a house up to $546,000. And they would only have to come up with $1,000.
Yes, the lesser of 1% or $1,000 of their own funds, right? So their own funds.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah,
then
the lesser of. Go ahead, sure.
Yep, yep. And then a PHSA will help with our KFIT assistance, if they're eligible, of course. And we can talk about the eligibility requirements for KFIT. But KFIT is a great program to help families with that down money.
That's fantastic. Lisa, so thank you so much for that question, because it really exposed so much of what PHSA can do. Now, let me ask you, let's say someone, for some reason, which I can't imagine after this call, but let's say someone is not using PHSA financing, they're trying to get a house, it's $400,000. Under a more traditional approach, which I guess I would call FHA, how much money would they need for, say, I got a $500,000 house, and how much would they need from, say, combo closing cost down payment? What would be an estimate for $500,000 closing cost down payment FHA?
Yeah. So with FHA, requires buyers to have 3.5% of their own funds. So 3.5% of their own funds. So what we'll do is take 3.5% of the $500,000. That'll be $17,500 just to put down. So we're not even talking about the closing cost part.
Mm-hmm.
Closing costs might be another $20,000,
$25,000. That's right.
Yeah. So then that would be about $42,500 of funds that you would need to come up with if you're not using PHSA. In some cases, some organizations, the lender, the mortgage company, although FHA down payment is 3.5%, they may require a little bit more than 3.5% based on the FICO score, the credit score of the borrower, but not with PHSA.
What? So what kind of credit score are you all looking for?
So at PHSA, in order to be eligible for KFIT, that down payment and closing cost assistance product that I just mentioned, you need to have a credit score of 660 or higher to apply for the assistance. So that is the minimum, 660 or higher.
Wow. 660 or higher gets you a $500,000 house, and all you got to do is put down $1,000 of your own money. That is an amazing program. I think we should take some more callers. I apologize for being so overwhelmed by what we just heard. Let's hear some today.
Yeah.
This is an amazing program. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
All righty. A quick reminder, at any time during this conversation, if you want to join in and ask a question, please just press *3 on your keypad at any time. Senator, we're going to go live with Benjamin. Benjamin, you're live.
Yes, I was talking about maintaining your home, and I'm 91 years old now. Why can't there be some legislation where my real estate taxes are frozen at some point? I would love to stay in my home until I die, and I know I get the thing about homesteaded. The thing is that at some point in time, I'm blessed to have reasonable health and strength now. But at 91, I know at some point I'm going to need assistance. I need to maintain my home. I want to live here. But each year, my real estate taxes keep creeping up. That takes care of any little increase I might get in Social Security or anything. I mean, it's like punishment after you get a certain age. I never had kids in the school system, and I don't mind paying school taxes. But why does it go up, up, up every year for me?
No, thanks so much, and congratulations for making it to 91. That is a fantastic number of years to be on the planet. Congratulations, that's first of all. Second, thank you for your commitment to paying school taxes, even though you have not had children at school. Thank you so much for that. You know that the schools benefit all of us, and I want to thank you for that as well. We do have some in Philadelphia and in Montgomery County, some assistance programs, primarily for folks who have lower income, to help them with their taxes. And my office has worked with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Most recently, Governor Shapiro and the General Assembly adopted a bigger rebate program so that individuals can get a rebate, get money to reduce cost of home ownership. It's now up to $1,000 a year, depending upon your income. So that's one thing that recently the state government did to ease the cost of home ownership for older adults. Doesn't mean we can't do more than what we just did recently, and we'll certainly be glad to look into that. But I do want you to know that we had a recent change under Governor Shapiro, which I hope you're taking advantage of. And if any chance you are not taking advantage of this recent increase, please contact my office at 215-242-8171, and we'll make sure you get the enhanced rebate. Thanks so much.
Senator, are you ready for the next caller? All righty.
Yes.
We're going to go live with Thea.
Yes, my question is, hi, how are you doing, Senator?
Good.
My question is, what exactly are the qualifications for the KFIT, if I'm pronouncing that correctly?
Oh, yes, that is correct, KFIT. So the qualifications for KFIT would be, it would need to be combined with a PHFA first mortgage. So we have multiple first mortgage programs, which you would have to be eligible for. And one of those programs is called the Keystone Home Loan Program. So for the Keystone Home Loan Program, which is combined with KFIT, for depending on what county you're in, if you're in Philadelphia County, as we mentioned, the income limits for that, or Montgomery County, you would need to meet those income limits as well as the purchase price limits that we set. We also would be looking at debt to income. So your debt to income ratio would basically be the current any debt that you have, the housing debt as well as your combined debt, the ratio, the maximum ratio for a conventional loan would be your total debt cannot exceed more than 50% of your income. If you are receiving an FHA loan, that would be 45%. So your total debt to income with all your debt combined, it cannot exceed 45% for FHA. So we mentioned the FICO score, the debt to income, and the income and the purchase price limits. And of course, the property that you would need to purchase would need to meet the property guidelines that are set based for the loan type. What else here? And also one key thing, the key component that we have for all our loans, if you are receiving KFIT, is to take home buyer education. That is one component that we value at PHFA, home buyer education, and it would be free for the home buyer. PHFA would pay for that session. We have a network of counseling agencies, many in Philadelphia, many in Montgomery County, that you would take a workshop with them, and they will go through their curriculum, and you would need to sit through that those sessions to fulfill the requirement for KFIT.
That's fantastic. And I'm familiar with many of these housing counseling agencies. Does their housing counseling qualify for what you're looking for at PHFA, or does PHFA have their singular counseling that qualifies?
Oh, it would be just a counseling agency that's in our network. So if they're in our network, they would qualify.
That's this is an amazing program. I don't think it's widely publicized, but certainly should be more so. Thanks so much. What else? Do you have any additional callers?
Yes. Our next caller will be, excuse me if I don't pronounce it correctly, Muti? Muti?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I have like a three-pronged question. The first question is the obvious. What is the speaker's name?
Oh, my name?
So, Because
I wasn't here at the very beginning.
Oh, I'm Colleen Bommert with PHFA, Pennsylvania.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Sure. It's C-O-L-E-E-N. My last name is B-A-U-M-E-R-T.
M-E-R-T. M-B-A-U-M-E-R-T. Colleen. Okay. Very good. Excellent. All right. Now, is there any, after we finish this, will this conversation, this dialogue, be put into some type of package where we could have it and listen to it just to take notes and whatnot in addition to the notes that we're taking right now? And then the last thing is, in any way, the information that you're sharing with us, is it affected by or can it be used in the Homestead Act?
We will make sure this information is available. It won't be by audio, but it will be just the written program and the requirements and how to get access to the funding. We will have that. And in terms of connecting with the Homestead program, I believe so. Colleen, is there any limitation with respect to the Homestead program?
We do have a Homestead program. Now, for Philadelphia County, Homestead would not, Philadelphia County is not eligible for Homestead. And the reason why it's not eligible for Homestead is because it's not a participating jurisdiction. So, and that's because Philadelphia County receives their funds directly from the source, and they may utilize those funds for other down payment and closing cost assistance programs within Philadelphia. So, no, Homestead is not eligible in Philadelphia County, but let me look to see if it's eligible in Montgomery County. Montgomery, and there are different income and purchase price limits. So the income and purchase price limits that I shared earlier, those were specifically for our Keystone Home Loan Program. But when it comes to Homestead, there are separate limits. And Montgomery County, for Montgomery County, there's certain townships and boroughs that would be eligible under the Homestead program. And those boroughs include Abington Township, Limerick Township, Lower Marion Township, Conshohocken Borough, and Norristown Borough in Montgomery County. But Philadelphia County, the entire county, is ineligible. And we can also provide that information about Homestead.
Okay. Nah, thanks so much. And we'll get this all written down and put it in a fashion that's shareable. And there's many different kinds of programs that lenders have, that local governments have, even that the state may have. But what we have heard tonight is a particular program that PHFA has. And so when you look at these various programs and which ones you want to use to buy your first home, certainly you should compare to see which one is most beneficial for you based upon your income, based upon your credit score, based upon what county you live in, based upon the value of the home. So we're not saying that the PHFA program is the only home buying program. We are not. Don't want people to take that away from this conversation. You know that there are many. However, this PHFA program is dynamic, and it also has this home ownership counseling piece. Let me ask a question about the counseling aspect. What is it that you hope individuals get out of the counseling? What are two or three main things that you hope folks get out of the counseling so that they'll be better, in a better position to buy the home and maintain it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the three top attributes or the three top benefits from counseling that we hope that people can retain would be the budgeting part, budgeting for your mortgage payment. That's one of the curriculums that the counseling agency would review, because budgeting is very, very important because of sometimes insurance may change, taxes may change. The one thing, the principal and interest with PHFA will remain the same, but also you have some outside things like your family, ballet, or just, you know, you're sending your kids to college or school, paying for football. So just budgeting your funds to ensure that you can make the monthly payment every month with PHFA. The other part would be money management. So budgeting and money management, I know they sound the same, but they're not. You want to be able to improve your money management skills, making sure that you fulfill your needs and not your wants. You want to make sure that is completely identified, because you may want a new car, but you may not need a new car. So that's important. And I would say just making sure you keep up with the maintenance of your home, because that's your pride and joy. So just keep up with the maintenance of your home. And the counseling agencies, they go over different resources available to help you maintain repairs within your home. So I would say those are the top three items. And I just want to also throw in there with the money management is monitoring your credit. So you want to just also monitor your credit at all times.
That is fantastic advice. And I got to tell you, right now, so he might have met me years ago when I was a lawyer, but in any event, I got a 2012 Ford Fusion. So I am very, so I'm committed to keeping that car running as long as it will. I don't need a new car. If this car is running, I'm happy. And I have not had a car loan payment, as you can guess, in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, yesterday I got hit with a $740 plumbing bill. Now, I got to have plumbing. And so I had to be ready for that kind of big hit. That's a big hit. But nevertheless, we lived in this house for over 25 years, and we got to be ready for those kind of expenses. So I'm so glad that you have shared these important, because having a budget doesn't mean you're going to live within it. And that's why the money management is so critical, so we live within the budget that we have, get ready for repairs, and certainly try to focus on our credit report so it doesn't go too far down. Now, I think it's almost 7, and unfortunately, again, I got on this call much later than I had anticipated, or certainly anyone had anticipated. But I think we're at the close. Are we at the close, Taryn?
I think we can go a little past 7 if you'd like to continue, just because it started off a little bit late. But it's totally up to you.
Let's keep going until they tell us we got to get off.
All right.
Take a few more calls from folks.
Sounds good. Our next caller is Rochelle. Rochelle, you are live.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
Good.
My question is, I'm a retiree, and what's the requirements for my for the purchasing a property? And I also
you're retired,
wait a minute.
But you think about buying a house?
Yes. Yeah, I'm retired, and I also co-signed for someone else. So what's my requirements for PHFA?
Now, is this are you going to be a first-time home buyer or a second or third-time home buyer?
First.
Okay, first-time home buyer. Wow, okay. What do you think?
Okay, so you're going to be a first-time home buyer, and you co-signed for someone. Was that co-signed on a house for someone or co-signed on a car?
A house.
Cause if you, okay, so if you co-signed on a house and do you live in that house that you co-signed on?
No.
Okay, okay. Are you, because there's another layer of this, if you're on the deed of that house, if you're a co-signer and you're on the deed of the house, you have ownership interest in that house. And in the beginning I mentioned our definition of a first-time home buyer would be someone that has not have ownership interest in their permanent residence in the last 3 years. However, you do have ownership interest in another resident, but you're not living there. For that, also depends, are you planning, if you're planning to purchase a home in Montgomery County, you have to be a first-time home buyer. Although you're not, you're still on that deed, you own a property. If you're in Philadelphia, now the first-time home buyer requirement is waived. So if it's in Philadelphia, it may work out. If it's in Montgomery County, it may not, because you have ownership interest in a home. So that being said, you also would be responsible for the debt of that home. So the debt of that home would be added to your ratios. Although whoever you co-signed for, you know, they're paying and everything like that, but you're still responsible, technically responsible for that debt since you're a co-signer. So that debt would be added to the debt-to-income ratio, would, as well as the home that you are pursuing to purchase for yourself. And in the beginning, I also mentioned our debt-to-income maximum If it's a conventional loan, it would be 50%. If it's an FHA loan, it would be 45%. So my advice would be to meet with a counseling agency. They can pull your credit score and determine, you know, to see if that home that you co-signed for is on your credit report. Most likely it is if you're saying that you're a co-signer. And then they would be able to help you determine what that ratio would be.
That is very good. I just got a note that this call may have ended for folks at 7, even though we were attempting to go beyond 7. Ken, are there any more folks still on the line willing and able to raise questions with us?
So there are a few submitted questions online, but not any live callers as of right now.
Okay. We should just double check to see if there are there still live callers on the line.
So we have another 23 minutes left until the call completely gets shut down.
That's fantastic. Okay. Let's keep going. Unfortunately, I got a text from someone who is off, but that doesn't mean everyone is off.
All right.
Let's go to the question that was submitted from Jamal from West Oak Lane.
Sounds good. Jamal asked, can PHFA help someone like me who has a steady job but low credit? What programs are available for folks working to build credit?
Jamal, that is a great question. Credit is important, as we mentioned. With credit, we do have a minimum. So I'm not sure what your credit score currently is, but our minimum for KFIT would be 660. If you're not at the 660 mark, that's okay. You can still work with our counseling agencies. See, the counseling agencies are a resource to help you repair your credit. So they're there to, you know, counsel folks that are purchasing a home at this moment, but they're also there to get folks mortgage ready. So I would suggest to visit one of our counseling agencies and tell them that you're interested in purchasing a home and receiving PHFA financing, but you would like to work on and repair your credit, and that they can help you with that. And then at the time where you are at that benchmark of 660, you can come back and apply for a PHFA mortgage.
Yeah, and for those who have low credit situations, I was in a very low credit situation about 30 years ago, and it was so bad, my credit was so bad, I'm speaking of, that when I bought a car, I had to make payments every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks was the only way I could get a car that I needed to get about 30 years ago. But over time, I was able to improve my money management first, and then from improving money management, then to improve credit score. Money management was first, credit score was second. And so building the credit score and money management do go hand in hand. It's a journey. It may not happen in 6 months. It may take 12, 18, 24. Month, but it's a journey that you can be completely successful on by consistent focus on your money management, paying your bills over time. Your credit score will go up. Will go up. You will not be where I was 30 years ago. And of course, I'm not where I was 30 years ago, but that was largely because of not just budgeting, money management. What other questions do we have, Karen?
All right, we have a caller. Stephanie, you are live.
Hello. Hi, the question
Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi, how are you? The question was, do you have to find your own realtor in order to purchase a home, or do you give assistance with finding a realtor, or do you, would I find my own home?
Great question, Stephanie. You would seek a realtor of your choice. PHSA wouldn't provide a list of realtors, so if there's you can reach out to, well, first, before you reach out to a realtor, you first want to contact a counseling agency or a lender. Because with the realtor, they're going to help you shop around for a home, but you need a pre-qualification letter first from the lender. Because we wouldn't want the realtor to show you, you know, a home that's $600,000 where your budget may be, based on what the lender approved you for, is $400,000. So you want to make sure you go to the lender counseling agency first. They can determine how much of a home you can afford and provide you with the pre-qualification letter, and then shop around with a realtor. Now, to find reputable realtors, the lender might give you suggestions. The counseling agency may also have some suggestions for you. But on PHFA website, we don't have, like, a particular list. And also, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, on their website, they also may have a list of realtors that you can reach out to.
That's extremely helpful. And when you're buying something of the magnitude of a house, it's so important to first figure out what you can afford and then begin to shop over time for a house that fits who you are, what you want, and certainly what you can afford. Okay, we have some more callers?
Yep. So this is a question submitted from Ms. Green. Ms. Green asks, I've owned my home for 20 years, but it needs major repairs, such like roof and plumbing. Are there any PHSA programs that can help with home renovations?
Ms. Green, that is an absolutely great question, because there's repairs ongoing when you are a homeowner. And at the agency, we do, most of the programs that we have, you would purchase and improve at the same time. But we do have one program. It's called Homeowners Energy Efficiency Loan Program. That is a product where it's a 1% interest rate, where it provides up to $10,000 to make specific energy efficiency repairs. So let's say you wanted to install some energy efficient windows or doors or a heating or cooling system, we have that product available to help. And it's a 1%. It's a 1% loan. I know $10,000 may not seem like a lot, because a roof itself may cost you a little bit more than $10,000, but that would be the maximum that we would have available for a home repair, for specifically for homeowners. There is another program. Oh, I do want to say there is another program, but it would require you to refinance as well. There is another option, so I do want to share that option with you. It's called Home Style. Home Style is a program that we partnered with Fannie Mae on. So it's a Fannie Mae product. Fannie Mae is an investor out in the mortgage industry, where you can receive up to 50% of the appraised value to make repairs to the home. But it would be in conjunction with a refinance. So I'm not sure what your interest rate is. And right now we're not really in the refi market, so you might have a lower interest rate than what this program is offering. But that is another option that you can definitely take a look at. But HELP, which is the Homeowners Energy Efficiency Loan Program, is a great option with 1%.
Great. Now, that's good that the agency has some options for us. It looks like, can we get a couple more in before we close?
Absolutely. There's a question submitted asking, what's the difference between a PHFA loan and a traditional mortgage? Is it harder to qualify?
So the difference between a PHFA loan and a standard loan from another lender, PHFA is the organization. We're the investor. So we're the investor where we create and we develop the mortgage programs. And what makes us special is the below market interest rate that we can provide to the potential buyers. Our interest rates are competitive because we raise our own capital. So with raising our own capital, we can pass the savings on to the consumer. So we are the investor that develops these programs, and we offer conventional FHA, VA, so loans for veterans, rural development loans. We have those loan types just like a traditional lender. A traditional lender would also offer conventional FHA, VA, and rural development. The only difference would be the program requirements. Today we've been specifically talking about first-time home buyers, and the majority of the financing that we provide for these mortgages are for first-time home buyers. Actually, 94% is for first-time home buyers. Where with lenders, yeah, they have first-time home buyer programs because they partner with places like PHFA, but they might have their own programs that they sell to other investors that have different requirements. But PHFA, being a housing finance agency, our whole focus is to provide affordable, competitive interest rates to potential home buyers. Now, I'm not saying that the traditional lenders aren't doing that. They have their resources, but we have down payment and closing costs. The lender may not, if you're looking at a mortgage company, they're not going to have their own down payment and closing cost assistance because they don't have the resources for that or the capital for that. So they partner with investors like PHFA so they can offer those different mortgage options. And to receive the PHFA options, you would need to contact one of our participating lenders. So we're not a lender ourselves, we're an investor. So we develop these programs and we have these lenders that are in our network that can offer them to the consumer. So you would go to that traditional lender if they are partnered with PHFA, and, you know, they would determine based on what your needs are, what would be a suitable product for you. If you need down payment and closing cost assistance, PHFA may be an option. If you have your own funds to put down, PHFA may not be an option for you. So, but the lender can determine that based on the conversation that you have with them to determine which would be an appropriate mortgage option for you. So, yeah, that's pretty much the difference between a traditional lender and PHFA.
Let me also say that PHFA has been so committed to affordable housing. I remember I started working with PHFA back in 1990 when they were providing financing for affordable housing for low and moderate income people. And they had some tremendous leadership. Brian Hudson was the executive director for so long. Now it's Robin Wiseman. And these are leaders who are fully committed to creating more housing opportunities for Pennsylvanians. Our banks are doing that as well, but don't have that sole focus. You know, banks are taking deposits. They're making loans for cars. They're making loans for businesses. You know, they're doing a wide range of things, which you want banks to do. However, I can vouch for PHSA as being consistently exceptional in their focus on expanding home ownership and, in fact, rental opportunities. And as well as it's an outstanding agency and has been recognized around the country as one of the most outstanding housing finance agencies in the United States. So we got a very special opportunity here in Pennsylvania. It's not the case in all the other 50 states across the nation in terms of the quality of the agency operation. I think it's about time that we close. Colleen, I cannot thank you enough for being on this call, answering all the questions that you did. It looks like we still got an hour in of Q&A, even though, unfortunately, again, I apologize for being so late in this conversation. So we started much later than we should have. But this has been a great discussion. Again, I'd like to thank our guests, and I'd like to thank all of you who participated in our telephone town hall discussion tonight. That includes those who listened in and to those who asked questions and gave us even concerns that we should address. Now, if for any reason you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office at 215-242-8171 or visit my website at senatorhaywood.com. We will provide a description of these PHFA programs that have been shared with us tonight on my website and through my e-news and beyond. Thank you all again, and good night.